This is my first boo, so please bear with me. My parents gave me a rather generic name, Michael Johnson. There are millions of us. However, I have a rather unique middle name, Stone. I was named after a great uncle who I had never met, as he died the year that I was born. I think it's an appropriate name. I used to collect stones. You can look in any of my closets, drawers, boxes, and you'll find smaller boxes full of different types of stones I've collected over the years. I used to carry this one very smooth, soothing, hard rock in my right pocket for many, many years. And it was sort of, to me, it was a sort of a security blanket. But what I didn't know was that it was wearing me down. It was holding me down. And in 1988, I believe it was, I lost my precious stone. It wasn't a precious stone. It was precious to me. In a motel room in Trinidad, Colorado. While I was upset to have lost my stone, it was rather liberating in some ways. After that, I no longer kept stones in my pockets. So, I don't really know why I'm telling this story, but I'm going to attempt to do an audio journal. And since small thoughts as opposed to big thoughts, well, big thoughts to me are like stones. You can throw them, see where they hit, and see what damage they do. Or they can be small thoughts like these, which I want to refer to as pebbles. This is my first pebble. I am limited to 3 minutes, so consider this the end of my first pebble.